This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Linda Bilinski, LINDABILINSKI. Date of birth 12/23/1947. Date of appointment 12/17/2024. Requesting physician Rebecca Hughes, NP, REBECCAHUGHES. Dear Rebecca Hughes, I have the pleasure of seeing Linda Bilinski today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who cannot speak clearly. She has difficulty in verbalizing. She needs help for the shower and changing clothes. She has a frequent fall also. She is unsteady on the feet. She speaks mainly yes. It is going on for more than a year. She was a hairdresser, but for the last year, hands were not working well. Now she retired. She is still a cook, but husband has to stand with her. She cannot drive the car. Husband paying the bill. Have dog, but the husband take the dog outside. Past medical history. Hypothyroidism. Memory changes. Generalized anxiety disorder. Hypertension. Underweight. Macrocytic anemia. Hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, hip replacement 2 times, back surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, alprazolam 0.25 milligram, cholecalciferol, donepezil 10 milligram daily, levothyroxine, metoprolol, multivitamin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired. She has 2 children. Family history, mother disease with some heart condition, father disease with dementia, 1 sister disease with dementia, 1 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is confused, memory problem, trouble walking, joint stiffness, physical examination, blood pressure 110/70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, aneurysm, abdomen, soft pulse sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, an edema, clinically anemia present, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, neurological examination, please rewrite again, patient is alert, awake, mini mental status examination is not possible. Speech, aphasia present, which is mainly expressive. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, notice metria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 4.5 over 5, deep tender reflexes 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, gait attack sick, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem, number 1, primary progressive aphasia, number 2, aphasia, number 3, peripheral neuropathy, number 4, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain, EMG of the upper and lower extremities, and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron, binding capacity, vitamin D, said rate, ANA, rheumatoid factor. Patient might need speech therapy later. He also need referral to a hematologist for anemia. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in about 2 months.